Welcome to Align by Design. I'm Amy Elizabeth, a 5'1 splenic projector, a mother, and a partner. I'm a former teacher who has now created worldwide impact with a global brand and making multi-millions while going through massive life changes and basking in all of the polarities in only a few short years. All of this from aligning with my human design. I bring human design to you in a way you've never experienced it before. I work with the process of alignment through the unsexy work so you can tap into another level of sexy you didn't know existed yet, all while becoming the most authentic you. I desire you to own all of your powers so you can experience the flow, the ease, the integrity, the success, the freedom, the satisfaction, and most importantly, the undeniable magnetism alignment brings so you can create the impact and, of course, the income your soul desires. Let's dive in.
Hello, loves. It is Amy Elizabeth. So we have a different kind of episode. And what it is if you guys have been following, you know that I did a masterclass called Faithfully Yours. Inside of that masterclass, I launched a free Voxer group called Faithfully Yours. And every single day inside of Faithfully Yours, I've been dropping a channeled message connecting faith, God, human design, and our energetics and our trajectory all together. So what we have done is we've compiled the last 2 weeks and put it into a beautiful format so you can hear all of the downloads, and this can be shared and get into even more heads and spirits and souls and bodies and designs and alignment and continue to spread. So at the beginning of May, you will have the second round of it, which will also be uploaded here. So I can't wait to hear your feedback, what hits you, what you needed to hear. Please share it with us at Align by Design. The parts, the pieces that you needed to hear and that have supported you along your trajectory, your alignment, your faith journey, and ultimately your design. I'm sending you so much love and we'll chat soon.
Good morning. I'm so excited for our first day of Faithfully Yours. So again, this space is going to be used as an integration space of downloads from me to you, deepening your faith and incorporating faith into human design, seeing how there is such an overlap of God inside of obviously our faith and our journey, and also the differentiation and inside of the creation of human design and the use of human design and truly our alignment, creative glory, ability to continue to evolve and to do so while trusting ourselves and our higher sources, which is God. So again, I am obviously all for differentiation. So please, there's no boxes, there's no limitations. Be yourself, allow yourself to just incorporate the messages and what comes through into your own lens, your own perspective, and your own personal power. So today I just wanted to come in and start with God really choosing imperfect people to be on his journey and his path. Obviously, none of us are perfect. We were created to be imperfect humans. And that doesn't mean that we're meant to be bad or that we're meant to be all good. We are meant to have polarity. We were born and designed in God's image to be imperfect humans. Now, as we grow this and as we develop this and as we incorporate this with our human design alignment, we see our own differentiation of being an imperfect human. And what that means through the lens of human design is looking at ourselves. And first of all, we have definition. And we have undefined areas within our chart. But most importantly, how I see it is the unsexy work. We have the choice to align, like we have the choice to be good. We have the choice to see anything that we've done incorrectly, imperfectly. We've made bad choices. We've allowed ourselves to let go of values, morals, integrity, standards, and we've also allowed ourselves to grow from them, to become better. Human design is the opportunity for us to understand ourselves and to walk a higher path of self. Continuing to understand self while evolving in a world and choosing the highest path of self. the highest vision of self. And really, that comes through in the voice of God. The highest self for self from God does not sound like, and I'm speaking obviously within our own authorities right now, does not sound like or look like it's perfect and making the right choice all the time. There's also temptation to give in to old conditioning, past thoughts, past beliefs, expectations, how you're supposed to be, not who you really authentically are. In all of our designs, we're meant to operate and grow and expand from what doesn't work as imperfect beings. So I wanted to remind you of the imperfectly perfect you that you are. You were literally born to walk this earth as, and to hold a higher faith, a higher perspective, and a higher ability to understand self, never to be perfect, but to evolve, to have deeper faith, to have deeper understanding in yourself, in your trajectory, as it unfolds, as you make high self decisions, as that voice internally from God saying, go here and do this and turn left and then go right and forgive and move forward and grow and be a bigger person and hold your standards and hold your morals and hold your integrity. And that will never mean perfect. Your imperfections are beautiful. Your imperfections get to be light and whole. Your imperfections get to allow you to grow as a human, as a being, and most importantly, within our souls. So that is our day one, our incorporation of Faithfully Yours. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the human design, amen. Faithfully Yours. Sending you so much love. Have the most beautiful day. Good morning, angels. Day two. I'm so happy to be here and just so, so, so grateful for each and every one of you and the invites in and all of the things. So thank you, thank you, thank you. The more that we can continue to get this message out, the more lives are impacted and ultimate freedom internally, externally, all of the ways. Okay, so I wanted to talk about forgiveness today. So see, this is a huge piece of our conditioning and our potentiality to the speed in alignment, and also our ability to detach, which is so important in our human design and living our trajectory and really remaining in alignment. So when we look at alignment, we have success for projectors, we have satisfaction for generators and mini gens, we have peace for manifestors, we have surprise for reflectors. And on the opposite end of that, we have bitter. Misalignment would be bitterness for projectors, frustration for manigens and gens, anger for manifestors, and disappointment for reflectors. So when we think of forgiveness and our ultimate highest potentiality in self, and also our ability to move forward in the least conditioned state, all comes from forgiveness. And when we hold on to anything, whether that be for, shame or guilt within ourselves, we fall into misalignment. We will always be bitter, frustrated, angry, disappointed. We won't be able to have the truest form of success, satisfaction, peace, or surprise that we're really meant to be given, provided, and have. So in our process of alignment, we have to forgive, and forgiveness is our ultimate. Like, it is the ultimate testament of truest faith, right? A, asking for forgiveness, to ask for forgiveness, and we will always be forgiven from God, and also to forgive self, which then allows us to flourish, and also forgive others, right? Which is where a lot of us get pulled back into nasty behaviors, misaligned actions, seeing red instead of seeing the light, all of the ways, like every low frequency, like emitting every low frequency and misalignment comes from a holding on to or not allowing there to be forgiveness. And forgiveness is just like literally our highest potentiality. So if we look at alignment and misalignment, I want you to see where you're misaligned in the sense of who you need to forgive. And again, this could be self, this could be self-forgiveness, this could be forgiveness of others. And what do you need to ask for forgiveness for? So again, a lot of us will carry guilt, shame. It'll infuse and manifest into self-doubt and lack and, you know, again, our low frequencies, misalignment themes inside of our human design. And again, looking at God forgives all of us. Like, we literally are able to be forgiven, but we have to allow ourselves to do that for us first. And this is where the freedom in not needing attachment or validation or anyone outside of self, except for that internal ability to continue to move forward, evolve in our highest light and highest potentiality, really lives and thrives. So your work from today is the theme of forgiveness. And obviously, I would love for you to carry this out in really, really, really big ways, hard conversations. Today is an incredible day to be doing this and letting go, writing it out, ripping it up, burning it, whatever you need to do, crying, like asking for forgiveness, giving forgiveness, having those conversations, like releasing, releasing, releasing. So again, forgiveness for self, forgiveness for others, and then asking forgiveness from God. And let's see where this takes you in the path of, again, even utilizing our own measurements of our design. Am I a projector who's bitter? Am I a projector that's successful? And ultimately, success really lives and thrives in absolute forgiveness. Am I a mani gen or a gen that is frustrated, so frustrated every time you look at that person, every time you remember that story about yourself? Or are you satisfied with who you are and what you've done and how you've been able to forgive someone else? Are you a manifester who's angry and angry and angry? Or are you a manifester that lives in peace and allows people to live their lives, allows you to understand the deeper meaning of life? Are you a reflector who is in this constant state of blissful surprise because you have forgiven and let go of disappointment within self and with others? Sending you guys so much love and can't wait to see what comes from this. Good morning, gorgeous angels. Okay, so for today, I wanted to just kind of extend my own thoughts on this. This is a verse from the Bible. You crown the year with a bountiful harvest, even the hard pathways overflow with abundance. Inside of entrepreneurship, inside of life, we are filled with polarity. And I believe that it's really our gift in human form to be able to see and hold light in the darkness, and also to continue to feel gratitude, abundance, praise, and ultimately, I believe in our human design, really allow ourselves to unfold in our power and in alignment, even in hard moments. For those of you guys know, I've been through a lot, specifically in my entrepreneurship journey, when I opened the doors and the gateways really to alignment, to human design. Everything before that was kind of normal. So when I really opened the door to my soul being free and allowing myself to live on my alignment, my trajectory, my path, my soul was ready to grow, and it was ready to grow in all of the ways, and that means dark and light. And every hard moment, we have a choice, and we have a choice to see God, we have a choice to see our gifts, we have a choice to be able to hold a perspective, and we have a choice not to. We have a choice to feel like a victim. We have a choice to be sad. We have a choice to drop. We have a choice to, you know, misalign. We have a choice to get angry, resentful, bitter, frustrated. And while all of those emotions and feelings get to be valid and true and be there, right? It's not about the suppression or the avoidance of it. It's about recognizing those and actually nurturing them properly. And deciding what we get to do inside of that circumstance, inside of that situation, how we get to see it, where we get to lean into. leaning into our alignment, leaning into God, leaning into faith, leaning into a belief system. Now, during my time, it was really this is happening for me. And continuing to process as I understood that this was happening for me, and being able to hold that light even in the darkness, to be able to feel that abundance and not even see it in the darkness, and to be able to be in a really hard path and to create an overflow from that, right? To create abundance from that. It wasn't that it was happening in that moment. It was that it was like the harvest of it, right? The planting of it and the growing of it. So allowing yourselves to see life and this journey and everything, that when we really open up, what we're opening up to, when we're opening up to the polarity of life, we're opening up to opportunities for us to grow in the darkness through our choices, through our perspective, and ultimately through our faith and alignment. Sending you guys love.
Good morning, loves. Okay, so today in Faithfully Yours, I want to talk about fear and faith. So fear and faith can't coexist, right? We can't be in fear and have more faith. We can bounce back and forth, but we can actually be in a state of absolute faith if we are scared, if we are in fear. Now, it doesn't mean that we don't experience fear, but what I'm talking about is actually the choice of what we do with fear. So it is the exact same reflection inside of alignment. Fear cannot be bigger than alignment. Alignment has to be bigger than fear. So what this means in both circumstances is that you're either choosing faith and alignment, or you're choosing fear. So when we let fear rule, what we're doing is we're creating restrictions, we're creating limitations, we're standing still, we are being less of ourselves, we are choosing not instead of choosing yes, we are allowing, you know, beliefs or feelings or frequencies or internal trust to be shut down, and we are literally not moving forward in our truest, highest path. We're not being our highest self. And when I talk about highest self, I mean like that purity of absolute alignment and absolute trust within ourselves, absolute authenticity with ourselves, and absolute knowing in not the how or the end answer, but our next move, you know, and being able to make that move. So in reflection of this, like even looking at my own experience, I had to choose faith and alignment over fear every single time that I was ever brought down the path that I was meant to go down. Anytime I chose fear, I was on a different path. And it doesn't mean that that path won't lead you to your path, but it's a big redirection. And oftentimes we will be always, we will be given another opportunity to choose faith and alignment over fear, even when we're on that path. So when we're looking at our own internal compass and when we're really reflecting back into self, it's sitting there saying, you know, like nothing that God gives us is logical. Nothing in our experience is logical. Nothing in alignment is logical, besides understanding that you're meant to go in a certain place and that you still feel fear and you do it anyway, and that you have higher trust in faith, and that you have higher trust knowing that internal trust within self, that is alignment. So in my own journey, oh my gosh, it was so much fear. And this is where I say, like, it's not that the fear doesn't exist. It still exists within me. It's always there, right? This is actually part of the human experience, is the fear. But I don't give fear the power. I give faith the power. And I give my own self-trust the power. And I give my alignment the power. And that's what I match to. And that's when we move in these big directions and take so much courage and jump in those leaps, or take those leaps and jumps and things that seem wild and don't make any sense, but we have this internal bigness, this bigger feeling, this bigger knowing, this bigger sense that there's something else for us, that we need to build ourselves and our connection with faith and our connection with alignment in order to move forward. And sometimes it will just actually be that invitation to connect deeper into, like, what would it look like if I provided more faith into this experience rather than looking at the fear? What if I provided more alignment into this experience rather than the fear?
So reflecting in your own life, how many times have you given fear the power? How many times have you leaned into courage? How many times have you leaned into faith? How many times have you leaned into self-trust? How many times have you leaned into alignment? And even actually just the feeling of that difference. Like, I don't even want you to look for any of like what have the results been. Like, what's the feeling of that experience when you give all the power to faith, when you give all of the power to alignment, or when you give all the power to fear? Good morning, loves. Okay, today we're going to talk limitations, because so many people see and feel that there's limitations when we lean into faith, when we lean into human design. But in fact, the only limitation that we actually have in this lifetime is our logical brain. It's trying to make sense of something, is trying to predict, is trying to understand what happens next. This is where we prevent the miracles from actually happening. So in faith, in God, in yourself, you have to look so far beyond anything that's logical and really allow yourself to dream and to believe in more, to believe in what you can't see. And before we can anticipate or expect anything to happen in our lives that is a miracle, we have to allow ourselves to believe in a miracle that we can't see, of faith, of God. And I see this directly mirrored inside of our human design. Inside of our human design, we are asked to trust alignment. We are asked to trust our inner voice, our authority, our inner dialogue, our intuition, our feeling, our next leap and next jump. We are asked to trust the feeling and the evolution of what alignment feels like for us, even in our energy type. We are on a path of allowing miracles in, allowing, you know, shall we say, the reward, quote unquote, into our lives, only when we are not doing it to get it, right? And it's the same thing inside of our relationship with God, is that we have to allow ourselves to be fully trusting without needing anything. Without putting that expectation there, without putting that pressure on it, without putting logic into it. And when we start to put logic into it, like, I believe in God for this, I believe I'm developing my faith so that, we defeat the purpose. That's not the point. That's actually ego, and that's actually logic. Same with when we align. I'm aligning for this, but I didn't get that. What? Like, I'm gonna stop. What's the point of this? Is when we start to see the process as the biggest limitation. But in reality, the process is the most limitless thing we could ever lean into. That's where limitless potentiality, that's where miracles, that's where abundance, that's where all of it actually flows in. But if you're doing it for that, you are the limitation. If you are aligning for your human design for something, that is the limitation. And I think that's why, even when we look at in our human design, our alignment themes are so broad. Success for projectors, satisfaction for manifesting generators and generators, peace for manifestors, surprise for reflectors, because it means something different to everybody. And it's also going to be experienced different in each season or each growth period or each evolution or each miracle that comes your way. And when we look at relationship with God and faith, same thing. It's different. It's different for every single person. It's not meant to be limited. It's meant to be limitless. And when we lean into that, it's like, whoa, where have I not woken up? Where have I not been dreaming? Where have I not been going bigger? Where have I not been actually vulnerably leaning into it? Whether that's faith, God, human design. Where have I been doing it for a reason? And that's the limitation. Good morning, loves. Happy Friday. So just a reminder that tomorrow the week will be piled into one YouTube video or voiceover, I shall say, and emailed out to you guys so that you have the reference for this week. And then the same will be done each week thereafter. Okay, so I wanted to talk about a concept of false gods. So much of our entrepreneur journey, and I think where a lot of people end up getting lost
and specifically misaligned, is not being clear about what their desires are, specifically, again, coming back to our alignment themes, projector success, Manny Gens and Gens satisfaction, manifestors peace, and then obviously for our reflectors, bringing in surprise. So when we get stuck on a concept of essentially, AKA false god, of like, this is the thing, this is the golden prize, this is what I'm working towards, this is like the goal, this is it, this is it, this is it, we end up in a state of misalignment, and or we work so hard to get to that place and then realize that's it. Like that wasn't actually the point of the process to get to where you're supposed to go or who you're supposed to be. So I don't like the word humbling, but it's always a humbling experience when you can allow yourself to lean into faith in this entrepreneur journey and to really define your own internal connection through faith, through God, and through self of what that success is for you, what peace is for you, what satisfaction is for you, what potentially surprise is for you. Reflectors, that's going to be so different. But you know what I mean? Instead of putting it on a thing, because when we put it on a thing, whether it's money, whether it is like a year-end goal, whether it is number growth on IG, whatever your thing is, you're putting it outside of you. And that's instantaneous misalignment. That's instantaneous false gods, you know? Like that's like not the point. And we get to have goals, and goals are amazing. I love goals, but I only set goals from an aligned space of what it actually means for me. And I don't make it mean anything about me, that it hasn't been hit yet, that it's not accomplished yet. Because when we give our faith to God, what happens is he takes us down the journey of who we're supposed to become, who we're supposed to be. And when we become the version of ourselves that we're really supposed to be, and the lessons we're supposed to learn along the way towards our desires and goals, we get there anyways, but we get there in the image of God, in the way that we're supposed to be, in alignment, in true alignment. And so many times we'll compare to other people and take us out of our own path, our own image of God, our own alignment. So your reflection today is to really lean in, like, where am I putting the image of myself, my potentiality, my gifts, my path, my trajectory, and taking on somebody else's? Where am I putting my desires and attaching it to an outcome and then feeling less than because I haven't hit it yet, rather than focusing on my becoming the person I'm meant to become, what miracles are on my path that I'm supposed to open up and receive and look at and grow with? So I love you guys.
Good morning, angels. Okay, you guys know that music is so important to me, and I was just browsing TikTok and looking at Coachella, and I absolutely, this entire year lineup has got me some kind of excited of like, we have Taylor Swift's new album coming out, we have Billie Eilish, you guys don't know this guy named Ross, we have like the rise of Lana Del Rey as a comeback. Oh my gosh, I'm just like so happy with all this music. So anyways, at Coachella, Lana Del Rey was playing, and Billie Eilish, actually they sang together, and from all of the songs that I saw of Lana Del Rey are all of her like old go-to classic, so big. And I don't know if they were ever actually that big, like in pop society kind of world, but like anyone that liked Lana, like these are just like, oh my gosh, like musical, she's a genius. And it just made me think of like, how old are some of those songs? How long have they been around for, and how timeless they are? And then it got me thinking of our path and our trajectory and God's design for us and how unique and perfect each and every one of us are. And what I want you to look at and look back on in your life is like all of the moments that you've been so incredible, all of the moments that you've been like, oh my God, yes, like, even if it's in a conditioned state, like, I want you to go back and I want you to really look at your life and, like, look at not necessarily, like, your quote-unquote highlight reel of, like, the awards and the this and the that and, like, everything great. I want you to look at, like, the best moments of you being a human being. Like, lying on the beach, laughing with your best friend, giggling when you were, like, 7, you know, like, it's slumber parties, whatever, like, any of these, like, oh my God, memories, or doing something with your family, or somebody celebrating you, or maybe it is tangibly, like, you were cruising through life, and, you know, a super high achiever. Maybe we can link this into some places of, like, your undefined heart, but, like, you got, like, you went for it, and you did the things, and you were striving for things. But I want you to really look at those, because conditioned or not, like, those are memories that are, like, in your soul that you were meant to experience, and most importantly, who've made you who you are today. So the coolest thing about human design, and obviously our unique path that God has designed for us, is that each and every one of us, no matter what our chart says, have a different experience in life. So it's literally one of a kind, literally, like, you, your life experience. Nobody in this entire world is living it like you. So if we want to see ourselves, and we do, we really want to go in and be like, oh my God, like, do I see myself? Am I seeing myself? Like, look at this. Instead of always wanting more and more and more and more and more, like, go look back on your life. Go look back on those memories that are, like, you need to really put in a little treasure box in your brain and your heart. Go look back on those moments that you got up when nobody knows. Look back on those moments where you worked so hard and nobody knew. Look back on those moments where, you know, you were actively trying to get somewhere and you did. Everything in our design, again, we can be like, oh, this, and this is conditioned, and this is why, and da, da, da. But everything you've done and everything you've been and everyone you've been has brought you to who you are today. And that in itself is the biggest treasure of our entire lives. And so many people are sitting here not even realizing it, you know, what a gift that is, and how we now choose to move forward with that knowing gift. Good morning, loves. Happy Sunday. I opened up a book called Conversations with God, which is so amazing. If you haven't read it, I highly suggest. And I wanted to just dive into this because it says, sometimes you're hard to follow. So basically, it's a conversation between somebody and God, but, like, anyways, irrelevant. Sometimes you're hard to follow is what the man says to God. And God says back, sometimes you're hard to lead. And I want you to lean into that, because it's like, whoa, how powerful is that? How powerful is that within our faith? How powerful is that within human design? You're hard to follow. Because again, we go into logic, because again, we try to figure it out, because again, we try to control. When we release control, there's a higher power leading us to our desires, to our ultimate truth, to our next experience, to our opportunity of growth, to wealth, to abundance, to clients, everything. But we get in the way. We are the ones that are difficult to lead. So opening yourself up today, I literally just got the chills, opening up yourself today to being easier to lead. And that's ultimately, obviously, this is kind of blind, right? But it's ultimately coming back to a higher belief within your design, within your authority, within God, within faith, within the path, within the trajectory, within the plan that's chosen for us, and walking it as your highest self in full trust, in full self-leadership and full trust of where you're meant to go next. You're gonna go. What you're meant to receive next, you're going to receive. Don't be difficult to lead. Good morning, loves. Okay, so what I want to talk about today is space. Moment to breathe. The biggest thing in human design, in how we actually hear our authorities, how we actually tune in and tap into our soul desires, our soul wants, our soul needs, and really the best way to be able to decondition and discharge the energy that we're absorbing from others and what's not ours or not self is space, time and space. The biggest way that we connect with God is also having space. So I want you to think about throughout your day how often or perhaps how not often you are giving yourself space, space to hear, space to connect, space to trust yourself. It can be really uncomfortable because there's always a million things to do. Always. There's another thing to get done for business. There's a client reaching out. There's messages. There's content. There's sales. There's behind the scenes of business and running a business. There's leadership. In life, there's a million and one things in life. If you have a home, if you're traveling, if you have children, if you have a partner, family, all of the things, there's so much. And it is our job to be able to connect with self, with God, with highest self, with aligned self, in order to be able to move next with conviction, with confidence. And this is truly how we build our personal power. Our personal power isn't coming outside of self. It is being built in self with time and space to be able to connect, to be able to hear where we're being guided, where we're being moved to, and to tune out a logic. When we can connect in these moments and have time and space to be, literally to just be, and this could also come in the form of like hiking or nature, or sitting outside, but not doing anything else, not plugged into anything else, you always hear answers. And our central nervous system comes into a place of like absolute like safety and ease. And it's never because we have the logical answer. It's never because we're hit with something logical. It's always because we're connected. We're connected to our soul, we're connected to our inner power, we're connected to our alignment, we're connected to God, we're connected to being open to be a channel. When you go and put it into action, that's when your central nervous system starts to panic because it's looking for logic. So the more that we can give our central nervous system, our heart, our soul, that time and space, the more we're building that muscle of trust, of personal power, and of that feeling of alignment within. I'm sending you guys so much love today, and go create some space. Hello, loves. I'm so happy that this is all landing in so many different ways. Okay, so I wanted to talk a little bit about emotional authorities, non-emotional authorities, because we have about a 50-50-ish split in the world, which is so interesting to see that design, right? Of like half of us are emotional and half are not. And I think, you know, when we really look at, like, again, the creation and design of God and human design, it's like there's no balance, but there needs to be some sort of harmony. And I think, like, the creation of half emotional and half non-emotional is like our God-given quote-unquote harmony or balance, right? Where it's like the people that are meant to be expressing and feeling the waves and emotions, the highs, the lows, everything in between, the constant waves, are the ones that are really bringing that depth into our world in so many different ways, and emotions and expressions and experiencing it all in so many different forms. It's incredible. And then the non-emotionals, which are learning and experiencing a lot of emotions through the emotional people, and then the non-emotionals to be kind of that grounding and that sense of like solid emotional stability. And again, obviously this is within your potential and doing the work, both the emotional and the non-emotional people. Just because you're non-emotional doesn't actually mean that you're balanced and grounded in your emotions. It could be a lot of avoidance. And just because you're an emotional authority doesn't mean that you're experiencing the waves in a really beautiful way, right? So again, take this with a grain of salt, as in aligned emotional and aligned non-emotional. But we're really here to like that give and take. And the cool thing about human design is that we're actually experiencing what we don't have as consistent. So whatever's undefined for us in our bodies, we get to experience and take that in from anyone around us that has it. So I'm a non-emotional, my son is emotional. And getting that harmony of like experiencing the highs that he experiences and the connection and the depth and the emotion and all of these things is just like so beautiful to me. And I don't have that consistently. And then I'm able to provide him with consistent strategies and support and emotional regulation through that, right? Through being a non-emotional and understanding his emotional authority. So it's just so cool. I wanted to bring in the concept of how God designed each of us to be unique and different, but also with such a unique purpose, to be supporting each other through and deepening through each other through what we have consistent and defined and what we have undefined and inconsistent, and how the harmony is created in unity and transference of these energies with, you know, again, aligned and full potential people that are aware and really doing the work on themselves. So just wanted to drop that in to check the people around you and see what you're, A, what you're giving in your own design, and B, what you're taking and what that flow looks like and how you can create harmony and balance and beauty and also power and inspiration and all of that. Good morning, gorgeous loves. Okay, I'm really excited because I'm dropping, just kind of getting it done, but dropping a post that is going over the energy types in what I see as the distinction that God made each energy type in as an image of himself. So I'm going to give you guys can check out the post, it's going to be coming soon, but manifestors, I see manifestors made in the image of God through the initiators, right? God is the one that initiated everything. He is the creator. Manifestors, you are the initiators, the creator, made in God's image and chosen to initiate and then rest. So generators in God's image, you do with obsession. Imagine the first 6 days of creation and the obsession that it took to be like, I'm doing all of these things in 6 days, you know, like that's the generators. Manigens in God's image, so magnetic, and go to the depth of pleasure and meant to share that with the world. So, you know, I can even see coming in with manigens and projectors and reflectors, the next three, of almost like the image of God through Jesus. So manigens, like the magnetism of Jesus, right? Like people just like pulled in. And then also the pleasure and what we're really meant to experience in the human form and even through God, of like the image of like, this is my creation, you know, and meant to share and share and share with the world. And then projectors in God's image, they see what others can't. So they're meant to really have that God's eye view of like what other people can't see. And then also kind of in that concept of Jesus is like gently guide others into their highest potential, right? Like really gently be like here. And then also sometimes through God, like, no, I'm gonna shake this up because you can't see it. And this is where you need to go. Reflectors in God's image reflect back what others and environments are showing. They're designed to support energetic, pure growth. So they are the ones like in earth, so sensitive to be like, oh my gosh, this is good, this is bad, this is good, this is bad. Kind of that good, evil and good, right? Like the angel, the devil kind of feel. And that they're really meant to sort that out and move on the pathway of angels. So my post is coming, you guys will see this, but it's really like, it's so clear, like, you know, and it's obviously I'm in a, the fifth line launch right now, like the chosen ones, we're all chosen. We are all chosen to be here, but we're all chosen in very different images of God. And I think it's like so amazing to like
understand, quote unquote, the definition of an energy type, and not the limitation, but the limitless potential of each of our duties and jobs and assignments that we were given here on Earth, even just through those energy types. So sending you guys love. Enjoy. Hello, loves. Okay, I want to go back to your story and your purpose and your reason, and in the moments when we're so blind to being able to see the silver lining and we don't get it. Why is this happening? We've all been there. Maybe some of you are there right now. Maybe some of you will be there in the future. We all have been, will be, probably again, you know? But all of it's happening for a really unique purpose. And on your own personal trajectory, you have a bigger reason and a bigger purpose than what you can understand right now. And I had a really powerful moment with somebody who sent me a message yesterday of just going through a really hard time. And it was just a reminder of our impact in this world and our purpose. And it's so much bigger than what we can see. In 2020, everything that I went through and the self-leadership that I focused on and my story that was created and the pages that I was writing every single day and the focus of intentionality of leadership and doing the work that no one would ever know about. And honestly, it kind of bugged me sometimes. I'm like, why do I have to do this? You know, isn't there an easier way? And like, nobody's even gonna know. People don't need to know. That's the thing. They don't need to know in order to feel your intentionality and your purpose and your bigness and your light. And when we give into the story and when we give into the timeline that isn't as our highest self, we're giving our light away. And although it can feel like the opposite, because it feels like our light is dimming when we're really trying to rise in these moments, it will be a million times brighter than you can ever imagine. So whatever you're trekking through, whatever backpacks you're carrying, whatever weight of the world you feel like you're carrying, whether it's been in the past, whether it's right now, or whether it's going to be in the future, your job and our job, and that's where we find strength in God, is to write the story in a way that we'll be so proud to retell it, whether you tell it all or you barely tell it. But when you can hold that, your light is going to be so bright, so bright, so bright that from Canada, you're going to be impacting people in Paris in their darkest days as they walk down the street. Let your light be really bright and let yourself dig into your story, your life, your trajectory, your path. It's been by design. It's created by design. Even the hard moments, even the mountains, it's all by design. And decide how you want to climb those mountains, because it's for bigger reasons than what you can see right now. And your light will be eternally bright because of it. And know that there's purpose at the top of that mountain. The other side of that mountain, there's always something for you. So I'm sending you guys love. Happy Friday. Hello, loves. I know this is later today, but later than usual of what I've been popping in, but I was really just sitting with like, what's coming through? And there wasn't anything until now. So this morning I went to my parents' house and it was in the basement playing with my son, and they had gotten each of us these motivational, like of interest picture frames kind of thing. And I'm going to drop in one that was for me. There was two, but this one was the second one. And I just went back in my photos. I took a picture of it this morning, and then I went back and just looked at it now. And it was like the message that came through was that there's always these people in your lives. It's not always your parents. It could be your best friend. It could be your sister. It could be someone that you just met. It could be your mentor. It could be your partner. It could be anyone. But I believe that God gives you people in your life that always see your highest self. And they're there leading and guiding and supporting you towards your highest self. And I believe that as we align on our path of our true alignment, we're going to recognize the people that have been able to support our highest selves, and we're going to meet the next iteration of the next level of people that are able to support our highest self, see, and support our highest selves.
And not there won't always be the people that can see your highest potential and highest self, the ones that can hold you as your highest self. That's a really important line to be aware of and to be able to distinguish that in your own life, because there's going to be people that see you as your highest self but can't support you because maybe they have not walked the walk that you're walking. Maybe they haven't been able to support you in ways that you've been that you need the support in the growth of where you're going. And especially in entrepreneurship, it's very rare to find somebody in your inner circle that has been there forever to be able to support you in something so big and so large and so personal in this path. And this is where mentorship becomes so important, because there's people that have walked before you. And I think, you know, if we reflect this back to God and faith, Jesus was that in walking the walk before us. And we're always going to find, you know, those disciples and those people that are always walking the walk ahead of us in order to support us and show us the way and support us on our walk. And there's always going to be the people. And I think sometimes in this entrepreneur journey and path, we forget the people that can see us as our highest self, but can't necessarily hold us as our highest self. And those people are very, very important to keep close to you in this journey, because they could see you as your highest self and hold you to it and, you know, support you as your highest self and prompt you towards being your highest self, probably higher than what they could have ever been. And I think there's undervaluement in that, and also overvaluement in, like, they need to be the one to support me in this growth. And I think that's where we really need to lean into God, our faith, and mentorship of people who have already done it, while not forgetting about those people. So just share the love with the people in your life that have always seen your highest self, and perhaps release them of any expectation of needing to hold you as your highest self, and know where to turn towards those people who can see you as your highest self and hold you as your highest self, and know that God ultimately always sees you as your highest self, and that's on you to be able to lean into that support. So I'm sending you guys love, and I'm going to drop the picture. It's hard to kind of read because it was terrible lighting, but you can kind of get the idea. And for those that don't know, I was like, have always been really, really into track and field. So I didn't take a picture of the track one. I'll get that next time. But then there was a gym one, because I was always in the gym really training for track and field. And my parents supported my highest self in all of those ways, in sports and activities and any interest that I had. They were always like, you've got this, and motivating me. And it was such a cute reminder to, like, go into our gym tonight or this morning and, like, look at that gym and look at, oh, that photo's there. And they framed it and kept it in the gym for, like, the last 20 years. Oh, my God. And, of course, this is the second part of it as I just dropped this. The title is The Inner Voice. Intuition. Our power inside of us. Our authority. Obviously, me being a splenic, this is like, holy shit, because it's like, my spleen is my inner voice, you know, but it's the inner motivation, the inner passion of entrepreneurship, and then also the inner strength and our inner authorities.
Sending you so much love, and we'll see you there.
Align by design.